This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Edward Tufte, who likes to be called E.T., has been called the Minister of Information and the Da Vinci of Design. He's an emeritus professor of political science and statistics at Yale who's become an artist. The new edition of Microsoft Office will include an E.T. creation, Sparklines, small graphics the size of two short words that can be embedded in text to depict stock market prices, baseball stats, whatever your imagination might concoct. Edward Tufte's also been recruited by the White House to join the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board to advise and devise ways to track how the $787 billion stimulus package is being spent. He's authored bestsellers on information presentation, including Beautiful Evidence and Visual Explanations. But the man known as E.T. is also an accomplished grand-scale sculptor. He just opened his gallery, E.T. Modern, in New York City. We joined him there this week to talk about his career and admire some of his work.
My main work is big landscape, outdoor pieces, abstract pieces. And I think it was Richard Serra who said that the market for big outdoor landscape pieces is like the market for a Canadian experimental poetry. And so I can never be accused of being market-driven in the art world. I'm driven by just, you know, make crackpot, wonderful, different things.
E.T.'s gallery in Chelsea has the look of what might be a playroom for children at MIT. There's a piece called Lunar Lander that looks like an enormous, playful steel schnauzer.
It's got four legs.
Yeah.
It might bark.
And Magritte's Smile. Two aluminum fish, each 12 feet long, swimming in separate rooms, in homage to a René Magritte painting of a fish with a sly smile.
I smile back every time I see it.
In the hallway, we met E.T.'s Buddha, one of his table sculptures.
And the Buddha is sitting on a big piece of metal with some kind of wheels on it, under it. And that's the Buddha-mobile. And then I decided to call the wheels the three cylinders of wisdom in a kind of little prankish thing. And there, you'll notice there's a bird's nest on top of the Buddha.
Yeah, one would notice that.
There's some stories. The Buddha was said to be able to meditate so serenely that the birds could nest in his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, my story, is that the Buddha is the only one of the great dear leaders that you can put a bird's nest on the top of his, on the dear leader's head, and his fundamentalist followers won't try to kill you. And so it says something about Buddha and Buddhism, but also some of the other dear leaders.
Yeah. Forgive a squalid question, but is it here and displayed that way because it's for sale?
I don't think I can sell it. I have a very big problem selling pieces, because I don't want them to leave. And a part of it is, for a long time, I believe that each successful piece was a tremendous luck out. And I would never be able to do it again, so I didn't want to go away. And my fellow artist friends who are serious, they told me to grow up. You know, they said, you know, artists make pieces, E.T., you know, they yeah. And I figured out what it was, which was, wasn't the piece as a whole, it was the particular elements in the piece that I had found or made that I didn't want to go away. So now I'm making copies, not for make another piece, but just to have those still with me.
Yeah.
And I don't have to sell pieces. I'm not under the financial constraints of the gallery or other artists. It's a very, I'm very lucky to have the books.
They've sold 2 million copies, so.
Yeah.
Means you won't have to live in a trailer home anytime soon.
Yeah, or a garret or wherever artists are supposed to live. And I've just been extremely fortunate. And I sincerely believe in the idea that to whom much is given, much is wanted, should be delivered back.
Which is what brings E.T. to public service. He cites his Scandinavian heritage as much as his Ivy League professorship. When the White House wanted to make government spending easier to track online, they turned to E.T., a master in making information clear and interesting. He advised them to steer clear of what he calls chart junk, graphics that look flashy but actually conceal or distort information.
And I said, no. I said, your metaphor should be
a really your reporting. And it should be Google News or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. You are reporting, and that's the model.
You can see some of the results of E.T.'s fine mind and hand on the website, recovery.gov.
I'm making some what I hope are really cool, accountable, transparent data displays.
Can you tell us?
I'm working on some maps, and I'm working on things where people can see immediately the 100 biggest projects, the 100 smallest projects, the 100 biggest medical projects, the 100 smallest medical projects. So it's a way of, in one click, getting down to material.
So you can
put your own zip code in and see the projects.
Well, and I want to follow up on that. Zip code's important because instead of people saying, oh, I want to find what's going on with the stimulus package here in Cook County, Illinois, which could be, I'm imagining, overwhelming to the point of not informative at all, they can put in 60610, a local zip code, and find out what might be going on two blocks away.
Yes, and the hope is that they'll look at the projects, or one hope, and see, it says there's being a big school built in the field across the way. I don't see that big school. But also, they can see, holy cow, there are 22 projects going on here, and there's one pretty big one. I didn't know they're doing that. Mm-hmm. And if this works, then it would apply to all federal government spending and maybe state and local. Mm-hmm. And that's a big change in government.
Some people in your position would say, it gets in the way of my art. What I really ought to be doing is these massive sculptures that take up a quarter block and may not be able to be sold to any municipality, but that's what I want to do, and that's I just don't have the time.
I don't see any tension at all. The Recovery and Accountability Board is about the biggest data problem you can imagine, display problem there's available.
Yeah.
And important, and it has all the things I like, and there's enough time.
Now, people can come in here. You want it to be as much like a museum as a gallery, which is to say, if they just want to look, that's okay with you.
Yeah, if I see them, they'll usually get a earful about the sculpture that I love to show people around. But we've been silently open for about 2 weeks, and we have to have a party or something or some formal announcement.
Oh, they do that with galleries. You've got to have a group of people in here wearing black passing around trays of canapes.
And that's where they look at each other rather than my art?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, gee. maybe we'll have a day-long party where there can only be a few people at a time and they have to look at my stuff.
What does strike me that all of the various things you do, while to some people would seem to have not a whole lot in common, they do have a whole lot in common to you. I wonder if you can tell us what that it is.
There's so many wonderful things to see in the world, and I want to see a lot of different things, make them, try to leave something that's leave things that are forever, and make people see a little differently.
E.T. Edward Tufte at his gallery E.T. Modern in New York City. There's more of his work on npr.org.